Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for another show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want all that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now. You don't want to have to wait 30 or 40 years and hope that someday through scrimping and saving and being cheap that someday you'll have freedom. But instead, you can live the life that you love right now with those that you love doing what you love. And I'm so excited to have you guys on because you're not just here for your own comfort and convenience to help your money and that cash flow come in now, but you're here because you know that you're here to create a ripple effect, that you're here to bless more lives. And as you financially prosper, you have the ability to do the same for other people too. And so I appreciate that I have the opportunity to serve you by creating a ripple effect in your life and then thus create a ripple effect throughout lives all around as well, worldwide. So again, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate you guys that have been tuning in, binging, and sharing. It's been awesome to see that. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great things on there. There's lots of information stuff. There's even information products. There's blogs. There's great stuff there. If you haven't done so, hey, keep tuning in. I mean, in fact, if you haven't done this already, especially if you want to get updates or to see things that I teach outside of this, if you haven't done so, download the free ebook online on my website there, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. And that book actually has the seven main ways that my clients have freed up cash flow. I mean, not even talking about the ones that are creating passive income, just by finding more money to invest, you know, finding those resources and be able to put that to use so that you don't have those money leaks. You can keep having that money working for you. And so check that book out. It's awesome. It's a short read. It's probably the shortest ebook you've ever seen in your life. So anyways, check it out. It's on moneyripples.com. So today I want to talk about really the question I get asked often, especially when people are one-to-one with me and they're almost embarrassed to ask, which I don't blame them. I mean, like, you know, when you ask about money, it's supposed to be a taboo subject when you ask people about their finances and things like that. And one thing that people realize when they get to know me is that I actually don't hide a whole lot. You know, like, I'm not the kind of person to not tell you things. I mean, now I'm going to be private about stuff. Like, I'm not going to, you know, talk about my every little, you know, detail where it's the TMI or anything like that, anything that would be too embarrassing for you or make me or you blush. But you know, when people ask, they'll say, well, Chris, like, how, you know, what are those streams? How are you able to retire? Whether the first time or the second time, you know, what kind of streams of income, you know, are you doing or what have you done to do that? Because of course, the question people always say is, okay, you're able to retire twice. How did you do it? And so I want to kind of give you that, the how to, but in some ways, this is going to be more of just the list of what are my different streams of income, right? Like, what are the different ways I'm doing it? And this is definitely not limited to the 14 streams, you know, different streams that I've identified. I had to go through and make a list just to figure it out because even I wasn't sure how many streams they were. But I went through and that's why I came up with this 14 different streams of income that are coming in on a pretty regular basis. Some not as regular as others, but for the most part, most of these are pretty regular. And so, yeah, I want to kind of go through that, and share those with you these streams are really what got me to do it both times. The first time really was only like one stream of income, you know, the second time where, you know, that number was bigger, it took longer. Now, let me clarify about what I mean by being able to retire twice. Really it's not meaning that I just retire, but what it does mean is that you hit that financial independence number, right? Some people call it financial freedom number, whatever it might be, but everybody has their own number, right? This is the number that is required, the income that's required for you to be able to pay for your expenses. You know, what is it that allows you to say, hey, I've got all these streams of income coming in outside of my active streams of income, you know, whether they be passive or residual streams of income, that could actually make my bills for me. And then anything I make that's active is gravy. And that's really what I'm going to, you know, what I'm talking about here is that, you know, whatever that number is for you. And many of you come to me, especially if you're hiring me as a consultant, you'll say, hey, you know, I have a goal. I want to make 10,000 a month, 15, 13,000, 20,000, 30,000, whatever it might be, right? You guys all have your own numbers, right? Of what it requires to get there. And that's perfect. And so, you know, for me, like with me having 8 kids, you know, I got to make at least 15,000 a month on my side to even just pay the bills, right? Just to pay the bills and have at least a halfway decent lifestyle. You know, now obviously I could go cheaper. I have been cheaper before. The first time I retired in 2006, my independence number, that freedom number, right? The number to hit that financial independence was only like $3,500 a month. It was really easy to hit because I had at that time, 2 kids, barely, you know, like 2 young kids, a toddler and a baby. And I had a very cheap lifestyle. And as I've gotten older and as I've, you know, definitely grown accustomed to a better lifestyle, then yeah, that number's gone up too. But for each of you, it's different, you know, and the cool thing is if you have a lower number, it's actually easier to hit. If you've got a high number, you might have to work at this. So let me kind of share with you the different streams of income that I have personally. So I'll share with you the 2 active streams of income I have first. So I have really 2 active streams of income. The first one's consulting. You know, like when people say, hey, Chris, I need you to help me create a game plan to help me hit these cash flow goals and that kind of thing. Yeah, I charge a consulting fee for that. I don't, you know, unlike financial advisors, I'm not, you know, being compensated on commissions other than on the insurance side of things if I do something with that. But I'm not doing the typical thing where I'm offering mutual funds and that kind of stuff, you know. So I get paid a consulting fee to basically consult you, help you with your cash flow, regardless of what you decide to do with your money. So that's the first thing I do is I'm basically helping people create a game plan to get out of the rat race, right? To get to that financial independence, that financial freedom number. The second active income I have is on the life insurance side. Now this one actually was more of a passive one, and I still have a passive stream of income through the insurance side too. But you know, when a few years ago, when I was able to retire the first time, you know, this is back in December 2016. It was just a few months later, there was a guy, and in fact, I've had him on my show before. I want to thank publicly is a guy named Buck Joffrey. If you guys have heard of Wealth Formula Podcast or Wealth Formula Banking, which Wealth Formula Banking is basically the insurance strategy I taught to have him do. And then we just kind of white labeled it Wealth Formula Banking, which was basically means Chris's, you know, Chris's strategy, right? that's another name for it. But yeah, like when we did that, you know, like he was really pushing on me for months. And if you guys know who Buck is, I mean, he's definitely not the guy that you say no to very easily. He's a very assertive guy. He definitely wants, you know, he knows what he wants and he wants it. And there was a guy I had referred to him that I was, you know, had him do his own policies through and other people too. And he said, you know, Chris, like, what do I got to do to convince you to do this instead? What do I got to do to have you actually start, you know, doing this kind of stuff? I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm really liking working maybe 5 hours a week or so. In truth, in the back of my mind, and even somewhat consciously, you know, even though I was in, what was I doing that year? That was the year I think I was in California. Yeah, I was in California snowbirding down there. And I was like, I'm getting bored. You know, I need to do something different. And so after I came back to Utah again, I was like, okay, I think I'm going to do something with this. And I did. I came out of retirement. And so to speak, I said, hey, I'll do this as long as it doesn't take much more than like 5 hours a week. And even to this day, like I probably don't spend much more than 5-10 hours max a week doing life insurance stuff that I do. But I could make a good, healthy 6-figure income from that, you know? And that's even after, as you guys, you know, some of you guys have been listening to this podcast for a while now, that's after me like reducing the expenses of the policies down to as minimal as possible while keeping it tax-free, right? So definitely, I mean, some of that's been passive, some of it's been active, but there is an active side because some of you guys have been coming to me saying, hey, you know, I either have a policy currently or I've been told about these or I want to know how to do this, double dip. That's my other active stream of income. So it's really just those 2 things I'm doing that's maybe having me work like 20, 30 hours a week, you know, is consulting part-time and then doing this in life insurance, this infinite banking strategy part-time as well. Now I'm going to move into residual income streams. Now residual is more like income streams. I call them residual, which is income streams through your business. Now for some of you guys that don't have a business, you're going to say, oh, well, this may not totally apply to me. It may not. And that's great. You know, if you guys have, if there's people on here that are business owners, or maybe you're looking to have a business on the side, this could be a great option for you. Residual streams of income usually work like this. Usually you put in some upfront work, you put in a lot of work, and then after you've put in that work, then typically it pays you. You might manage it and kind of watch over it like you do with any investment, but it pays you. You know, you get the streams of income coming in without you having to actively manage it anymore or actively have to work for it, right? And so I have several residual income streams. And just so you know, guys, like the passive income streams from my investments really weren't hitting that much back when I retired the first or the second time. Just so you know, like I was able to retire with mostly just business streams of income, you know, both on the residual income side. So pay close attention to this, because for those of you that have business or have been looking to maybe do something with business, here's some ideas to make money without having to work a lot for it. So the first one, you know, I have monthly memberships. I have like a monthly type of a membership program, right? That I do with my clients, the ones that have kind of since graduated, my consulting clients. I have a monthly membership program where they kind of keep me, you know, stay in the loop. You know, I'm still doing the same calls I'm doing. They're kind of plugged into the same system of clients as before. And yeah, if they want to reach out occasionally, they might reach out and ask questions here and there and email me or whatever. But for the most part, it's just kind of like a nice, you know, good retainer that I have. So I consider it more residual because it's not super active. Like some people I might do some work for, but for the most part, it's pretty residual in how that works. I'm also looking to create a monthly membership program after I finish up this other financial advisor program, you know, into the next month. I'm actually looking at creating more of a monthly membership for some of you guys that may not be ready, or maybe you're just kicking the tires and you're not sure whether or not to hire me from a consulting standpoint. And especially as the demand has increased, it's getting harder and harder to keep me part-time and still do this. This is part of the reason why I'm doing the financial advisor program, so I can have other people trained, but also to kind of create this way to create almost like more of a membership, what do I call it? Like not a mastermind, although it could be like that too, but more of a community that we're creating to do that, as well as offer some of the education that can, you know, leverage that way for not having to leverage a lot of your money. So that's another monthly membership that will be coming in the future. You guys will probably hear about in a few months. Other residual streams of income, overrides. You know, so I get overrides. So on the insurance side specifically, I have agents that work under me when they do business. Now I had to put training into them up front, right? To train them on how to do what I'm doing right now. But then as they've become trained and they're out there doing their own thing, I get a percentage of a cut of whatever the business they do. And of course, yes, they'll occasionally ask me for questions, but you know, the more and more I train them, the more and more independent they become, you know? And so I provide and offer support, but the support becomes a lot more minimal as time goes on. So there's definitely overrides that I create, and that's, you know, can range anywhere from several hundred to several thousand a month from that. Podcast advertising, like this show, right? So there's actually people that have paid me to advertise on the show, whether they were guests or whether they were, if you ever binge on these episodes, you'll hear, you know, one company in particular that every single episode I was promoting them, you know, and that's because they were paying me a marketing fee to say, hey, you wouldn't mind mentioning our name, that would be great. And so, you know, occasionally I'll get people that either have very, very active advertising on a regular basis, or that's just because they come as guests on my show. Another residual income, online products. So if you guys can even look at it. I mean, you go to moneyripples.com, and I don't promote these a lot, but naturally people will find them and order them. But these are things that I put a lot, you know, time into to create. They could be like for example, I have one program on there. It's like $97. It's got really all the education I offer my own clients. So yeah, it doesn't have my own personal time and attention, but it has really the education and training that all my clients go through, especially if they go through the full game plan process, which is my biggest consulting process, where they learn how to, one, you know, find and free up cash flow, two, how to protect their assets, and then three, how to grow their money, right? How to like essentially increase income, right? Increase production and that kind of thing. And so I actually have audios on that people will buy, you know, and buy that online. And I was like, it's kind of a good way for them to kick tires. And some of them even hire me as a consultant after that too, you know, which is great. You know, I'm not attached to that, which is fine, but it's good to know that there's a cheaper option for people. And sometimes when they're not ready for me, that's the option I give them. I might just say, you know what? You know, maybe you just go and get this program. You at least get the education and training. You can kind of do it yourself and get some of that benefit too. And most of them that do that, I mean, if not all of them. I can't track everybody, but I would say the vast majority of people that do, you know, listen to that program and implement it will make way more than the $97. So yeah, if you go to moneyripples.com, you can even see that I've got different products on there that people buy. Separate from that, now I've also got like affiliate or referral type of relationships. And so there's certain relationships that I have, you know, sometimes they're guests on the podcast that will create an affiliate or referral relationship that continues on. Other times it's just the people that I refer my clients to. And I don't have a referral relationship with everybody. Just the ones that I can legally usually have a relationship with, you know, usually service providers and people like that. But a lot of times they'll actually, you know, pay me a certain percentage for those referrals. And so, and especially people I refer to over and over again, those are the ones I say, okay, we need to have an agreement in place. And vice versa, like actually when people send me a lot of referrals, and there's people that maybe you guys even listened to that you heard me on their show or something like that, that, you know, connect with me, and the ones that hired me as a consultant, I've gone and compensated them, you know, as almost like a marketing fee, you know, or marketing referral fee for that. Because, you know, that's pretty awesome. You know, that's the fun thing about business. When you create a win-win for people, create massive value, and then you can reward people and really becomes a win-win-win when you're that kind of connector. Just so you know, this was the one thing that I did very organically and almost accidentally the first time I retired. You know, it actually all started because I didn't want to have to do all the work as being a mortgage broker. And so I found a guy that essentially, I didn't even realize that I created my own little business within a mortgage brokerage company where that guy was doing all the applications and the paperwork and the underwriting and everything, while I was the one doing more of the teaching and implementing, helping them figure out what strategy to do. And then we would apply for that loan program. And I would split that case with that guy 50-50. And what was so cool is I'd only work for a half an hour to an hour, but then a check would come in for $1,000 or $1,500. And I thought, well, that's awesome, because I would work hours and hours and hours slaving away. I would cut my fees down, and I was lucky to make $1,000 or $1,500 after all was said and done after several hours of work. But this guy, we charged the normal fee, and he did a lot of the back end legwork, you know, while I did more of the front end and got them in the door and got them to the point of helping them commit to it and then even close. So I basically showed up at the beginning of the process, and then again at the end when they were closing on the mortgage. And when I did that, I was like, well, that's easy. That's like an hour or so worth of work to make $1,000. That's $1,000 an hour or more. I like it. You know, so I started doing those kind of relationships with other people too. Even like a wholesale jeweler. I did that with that guy where he would pay 5% referral fee, you know, because he was appointment only. And I said, hey, I know you got me like a third of the price I would have paid at a local jeweler. I mean, give you an example. I bought my wife's, you know, wedding ring. She has a appraised $10,900 wedding ring that after all was said and done was like $4,200, you know? So, I mean, that's a huge deal, right? I mean, that's like essentially buying assets for under, you know, buy low, sell high, right? And so that's where I'm like, hey, this guy's awesome. And so when people would occasionally be getting engaged or married, I'd say, hey, where are you buying a ring? Here's the perfect place to go. Check this place out. And then they'd buy a ring and I would get paid. And I realized that like when there's things like that to connect people, especially if you're a natural connector, the affiliate referral relationship is awesome. It's like the really a great way to go. You know, I used to feel guilty about it because I thought, wow, that's so crazy. And I don't want people to question my motives. But I realized that, you know, and this is the key too. When you have these kind of relationships, you don't want to be like the people out there that are just promoting people because they get paid. There's people that have offered me more money for things. I mean, certain types of strategies and investments and things like that, or savings type plans. And they'll offer me more money than the other guy that won't pay me or offer me any money at all, right? And I'll say no, because I can just tell you, like, hey, if that's, it always reflects back on you. Like, if you're the person that connects them, if something goes wrong, it looks bad on you. And that reputation costs you way more than the piddly little, you know, commissions that you might earn. And so, you know, that's the key thing, is like, you want to make sure that these are genuine, good relationships that have quality, you know, really good quality type of service, and they're going to make you look good too. And hey, if you get paid, that's a bonus, you know, and that's kind of how I see it. That's my own personal thing. So those are the residual things through my business I've done. So like I mentioned, there's like the monthly memberships, there's overrides, there's advertising, there's online products, there's affiliate and referral relationships, right, that you can get paid on. And then the last two here, are these are ones that are definitely much more passive. This one kind of almost blends between the two. Network marketing. I actually occasionally get paid from network marketing. This is probably the one income stream that's not consistent, primarily because that's just not my business. You know, that's not what I do. But every once in a while, like because there's products I take that I'm already, you know, a member, a part of, because I'm taking products on a regular basis. Sometimes people say, hey, I'm looking for this. I'm like, you know what? I got a good connection. Check out this site and I'll send them my own link. They order something, I get paid. So yeah, just a few months ago, I got paid for a few months actually on somebody buying product. I was like, that's cool. Bonus, you know, that's great. Network marketing and direct sales and those kind of things can be great, you know, great options for people. It's usually much more, I'll tell you this, it's very much more an active business to be involved in if you want to make any significant money. But again, you can create almost like more of a passive type of income off of that. And it can even create a regular stream of income if you, you know, focus on it and build it up front right. You know, so like any residual stream of income, you got to put a lot of upfront building and then management on the back end too. And then last one's investments, naturally, right? I mean, we talk about this on the show all the time. You know, investments, I mean, for me personally, I have several different investments I do. I have like rental properties that I do. I love doing turnkey real estate and that kind of thing. You know, although I love single family homes, there's even multifamily you look at too. But I do rental real estate. And then I also put money in certain types of funds, you know, funds that will pay, you know, nice income. You know, again, I like to make sure I don't put the bulk of my money into funds, you know, things that are like in syndications, investments, unless I know that I've got some real assets backing it up. You know, I don't want to put a lot of money into something like that where there's not, you know, for example, if it's just like debt servicing where, you know, you're essentially becoming the bank where they pay you a certain interest rate, you know, that's great. But you shouldn't, my personal belief is you shouldn't put the bulk of your assets in there. You want to make sure you have real assets. So even if something goes wrong, you have the ability to either be able to have a real asset to compensate you, to reimburse you for those losses, or two, it's something you can own and control, like real estate, which is why I love it. So for me, real estate and then different types of funds, just like the stuff we talk about in the show, is the kind of stuff that I do. So that's it, guys. Like I know I went through a lot of stuff there, but I mean, that's the thing I do. I've got the active streams of income, you know, with the consulting and the life insurance design and infinite banking stuff. I've got the residual streams of income through my business, and I've got, of course, the passive income streams that are coming from my investments where my money's making money for me. And what that is for you, it varies. I mean, there's always different ways to do it. My recommendation for you guys is do what works for you. Do what comes easiest. These income streams, by the way, I did not build all these in one day. I built these one at a time. Now, if there's anything I can give you great advice on, because I've done things where I've tried to build multiple streams of income, and I try to do it all at the same time. And what ends up happening, I end up making less income than I did when I was focused and try to build them one by one. So passive investments are much easier when you just use your money. But definitely when you come to residual streams of income, like through businesses, that's one you definitely do not take lightly. That one's you definitely got to make sure you build one at a time. But the cool thing is if you're doing residual streams of income, it may not require a whole lot of money or any money at all to generate that kind of income. And so if you're looking to make money with no money at all, residual streams of income is the way to go. If you're looking to have your money work for you, that's where passive streams of income can be good as well. So I hope this is useful for you guys. Now you know, now you've seen my, you know, so to speak, you kind of see my books, you know, you've kind of seen my different streams of income and things like that. I hope it applies to you however it works. If you have any questions, you can always shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and you can always ask me questions. So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.